Now, Roo, that was the piece that went to air before the prelim final last weekend. How good was that? That is spine-chilling, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely it is. And we know what they've been through, and hopefully they can draw on that to get across the line in the grand final.
Well, the man who voiced it and put it together, he did an outstanding job. He's the number one supporter, you think, in the world, just out of the Crows. Leighton Hewitt, good morning.
Yeah, hey, boys, how you doing?
Hey, Leighton, you have wore the Crows jumper all over the world, haven't you? Wimbledon, US Open, everywhere. You've been the great ambassador for us globally.
No, I've absolutely loved the Adelaide Crows. I grew up in Westlake, walked around every second week to football park to watch the boys play ever since they came into the AFL competition. And, for me, it's been a long time, obviously, since you were there, Roo, back in 97, 98. You know, it's been a long time coming, and this year's been fantastic to watch the boys and what they've come through as well.
You've had the jumper on again this morning, I'm led to believe, but this time in behind enemy lines.
Yeah, no, I just had to do an interview over on the Today Show. It was actually, and they were doing it from Punt Road Oval this morning, and I think Richmond might have an open training session over there. So I've worn the Crows Guernsey around the boundary to walk around, and they brought me in right on the far side too, so I got a bit of abuse as I walked around, but no, very proud to wear it.
That's like playing Davis Cup in Argentina, isn't it, doing that?
Yeah, it is. Very similar.
Leighton, and please take me the right way. I'm not trying to compare my career to yours in any way, but I played an individual sport, and obviously you did as well. And when I've seen you over the years, funnily enough, playing things like slowdowns and whatever, there's a difference. Like I loved football growing up as a kid, and I know that you did as well. And there's a big, big difference, isn't there, what these people go through now playing an AFL grand final in a team playing football. You kind of get envious sometimes, I feel, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think when we're fortunate in Australia to grow up with so many different sports. But, you know, for us growing up and playing a lot of AFL football in that team environment, you know, you have to look your teammate in the eye and know that you're playing not only for yourself, but you're playing for them as well. And I think that's what, you know, is really proud about the boys that are playing for the Crows at the moment. You know, the way that they take it to their opposition, they're always trying to help each other out on the field. And no matter whether you win or lose, you do it as a team as well. And that's the one thing that I really miss, playing an individual sport. And for me, I tried to get the most out of Davis Cup because that was the one time we actually got to come together as a team. And for me, it was so great because you're playing for your country as well.
Leighton, the Crows are favourites tomorrow. You were world number one. You played in all the biggest tournaments. We know that. Just give us your thoughts on how they should prepare going in to the big game tomorrow. What did you do when you were going into Wimbledon when you were world number one?
Yeah, no, well, it's obviously a lot tougher going in as a favourite. But I think for the Crows as well, you know, it does even out playing at the MCG. They're playing in front of, a lot more Richmond and Victorian supporters over here as well. So there's a lot of pressure on Richmond out there. But I think at the start, it's about soaking up the atmosphere. You know, none of our boys have been in this situation before. So you want to really embrace it and enjoy it as much as possible. And I think once the parade's done today, then they can start focusing on what they need to do. Then it's just about trying to control your emotions early. And I think, you know, if you can go in and you know better than anyone, Roo, but go in and try and get the contested ball early and put your body on the line a couple of times. I think once the game gets going, you know, as a professional athlete, that's what you're trained to do. Once you get out there, you just sort of attack it.
Do you believe finals are different? Should you play a Wimbledon final different to the way you play first round?
It's similar, but there's such a big build-up that everyone knows it's not just another match. You know, it's the one match that you've worked so hard for your whole career or your whole life. You know, it's why you do all the pre-seasons in December and November. You know, you do all those hard sandhill runs. And that's the great thing to have in the back of your mind when you go into these matches, that you've done all the hard work. You've done absolutely everything right. So you don't have to worry about your preparation. Now it's just a matter of going out there and executing.
Brilliant stuff, Leighton. Give us a tip. Who's going to win the Norm Smith and what's the margin?
I'm going to go for 21 points win, and I'm actually giving Sam Jacobs.
The big source.
Yeah, I just think a few people have spoken about it, but you know, I think possibly he could really open the game up for us. Just how he's been going around the ground. We all know the heartache that he's been through as well. But, you know, resilience, another way of showing it has been in the last month with him.
Yeah, well, they've only got one ruckman too, Richmond, so it's set up for Source to dominate. Mate, all the best. Hope you have an awesome day tomorrow. Yeah. Enjoy Melbourne across there today in the lead up to the big game. And I guess Crows fans would like to thank you for all your support over the years too, Leighton. You've been a great ambassador for the club.
No, thanks. It's always an honour and to wear the Guernsey around the world. But, Roo, well done too, mate. You know, obviously you've been a tough time on the board and dealing with you know, tragedies and situations. So, yeah, everyone should take their hat off to you, mate.
Good work.
Well said. Well done, Leighton. Hey, just finally, have you managed to brainwash the kids? Have they got their Crows Guernseys on this weekend?
Yeah. No, Cruz just walked around the Richmond boundary with his, so he's got a bit of abuse as well. So,
what did he say? Come on!
Yeah, no, he's pretty quiet up. He's a pretty quiet kid as it is, but... No, he loves Rory Sloane, so we might catch up and watch the boys a bit later.
Well done. Good on you. Well done, Leighton Ewart here on Triple M.